Hi guys, and welcome to TechSpace Africa, the podcast. This is the third episode. I'm Nigel, and I'm your host. And today I just wanted to sit down, talk about some of the fun things I enjoy doing in the tech space that are not actually, you know, a job. And first of all, I wanted to start with gaming, because I think esports is now a huge thing. When I started out, I wanted to become an online gaming streaming content creator in Kenya. I actually wrote a detailed article about the struggles I had trying, you know, from lack of money to lack of the audience and whatnot. And, you know, YouTube was still very young at the time when I was deciding, you know, to start more so in the African tech space. So I actually didn't. But I'm seeing right now esports and playing games as a career is an actual thing. Many would not have believed it if I told them, you know, nataka kukua, you know, a streamer. But you know, it's happening. Kina Speed, kina typical gamer huko Maju, they are doing amazing. And we have people like Malika in Kenya, who I am trying to get on the podcast. This is not a formal request, but I will try and get some of these esports people on the podcast so we can see and hear their perspective on how the space looks right now. But this is not that podcast. Today, I just wanted to talk about, you know, some of the things I'm doing for leisure when I'm not working. So lately, I've actually been playing High on Life. This is a game that is voiced by Justin Roiland. You may know him. He is also Rick and Morty. He's the voice behind Rick and Morty. Well, not so much anymore, because Adult Swim announced they cut ties with him because he's allegedly in some cases of domestic abuse and whatnot. But nonetheless, I enjoyed High on Life. I think it was a mix of good humor, adult humor. It's an over 18, it's an R-rated, you know, game, but it was pretty nice. I enjoyed it. I actually completed it within a week, if you believe me. So that brings me on to the console which I use. This is a very controversial pick, but I went with the Series X. And I know a lot of people will ask, oh, unge buy two PS5. But there was a lot of reasons that made me choose the Series X. Number one is availability. The Series X was just easily available. PS5 was, because of demand, the price was high, it was unavailable, nowhere in stock, and when you found it in stock, even in XUK, it was just expensive for nothing for the standard 825 GB one. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go for the affordable one, the cheaper one, the available one. And when I speak cheaper, I actually mean cheaper. In terms of games, you know, on PS5, you have to churn out a lot of cash in order to play the games, you know. Maybe you are choosing the PS5 because you want to play the exclusives, like a game like God of War and The Last of Us and all of that. And then these games are not provided in like any subscription services. When you come over to the Series X, we have a subscription tier called Game Pass. We have Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate. And Hapo, you can get Xbox exclusives. Day one releases. As soon as they release, they come to Game Pass. So that was another reason I bought the Series X, because pesa ya kubai games pia hakuna. So I enjoy that. Like High on Life, I was playing free on Game Pass. Okay, it's not free, but you get what I'm saying. I've actually had to buy like just a few games, like Far Cry 6, Ghost Recon, a few others. On Game Pass, we actually have EA titles, I came to find out. So even FIFA and whatnot, I'm not paying. And with Game Pass, you can also play online without having to pay for any other thing. That is unheard of huko kwa PS. But yeah, maybe I'm just poor. That is why I chose the Series X. The Series S is not as powerful as the Series X. It's cheaper, it's smaller, it's nicer, but it's not the next gen consoles we want. Iko hapo katikati. I wanted just to buy one thing and be done with it. So I've been enjoying playing those games. So actually, I have not been playing any mobile games. I remember the last time I played any mobile game was when I was testing the Realme 9, I think a couple of months back. Kuna time I used to play a lot of mobile games. I don't know why I stopped. I don't know. It's because I got a console, I think. But I still think PC gaming is the way to go. So if I was asked between mobile gaming, console gaming and PC, I would probably choose PC and then console and then mobile. I've been thinking of getting a handheld PC like the Steam Deck. It's just a little bit expensive, but as soon as I have the chums, maybe I'll get one. What do you guys think about new gen consoles? Are you team PS5? Are you team Xbox? Why? Or do you prefer mobile gaming? Yeah, so that is what I just, wanted to start with. In the spirit of talking about gaming, The Last of Us has two episodes out. This is the adaptation of the game from the PS4 and 5 exclusive, I guess. I used to play it a long time ago, and now it's out as a show, and it's one of the best rated adaptations out there. And I've been pretty much enjoying the two episodes, although you know what will happen and you know how the story goes. It's still a very nice adaptation. I really like what they're doing with that show. Of course, I won't be giving out spoilers and whatnot, given you've not played the game or watched the show. But it's a pretty nice show. I think people should go out and watch it. That is The Last of Us. Another w show I'm watching right now is another very controversial show, and it's Velma. So this is now the worst rated like animation right now. It's so bad. I'm actually forcing people to watch it just so they can feel how bad I felt. I actually was forcing someone yesterday to watch it because I was saying, "Oh, it's great, it's amazing, you should watch it." And I just wanted to be disappointed as I was. This is coming from someone who loved Scooby-Doo. This is coming from someone who really, really liked, all of the adaptations of Scooby-Doo in the shows, in the movies, and the Cartoon TV network. So, in terms of mobile phone gaming, the last time I played a game was when I was testing out the Realme 9. It was a couple of months ago. Right now, I have the iPhone as my main device, and I'm pretty sure it can handle a lot of games. I just haven't gotten to playing any kind of game on the device. I don't know why. I just have not. I should try out gaming, on the Apple ecosystem and see how it goes. In the spirit of talking about gaming and, Apple Silicon and PC gaming and all of that, Apple has just released the M2 Pro MacBook Pro, and I was thinking of getting the M1 Pro MacBook Pro, for work. But then I'm also debating on getting the XPS 13 Plus because I think it's a pretty powerful, compact laptop, and it's so pretty. Aesthetics are everything to me. I think it's prettier than the MacBook. I think the notch on the MacBook looks ugly. So I was thinking of getting the XPS 13. And then if I get some money, I can buy an eGPU. That is an external GPU. And then I can also buy like a monitor slowly. But then again, I also want to like get into the Apple ecosystem vizuri, ni check what goes on. This is why we need money. This is why we need some money so we can, diversify. Unasema, nichukue hii Apple, nichukue hii Windows, and then I test them and, Like I saw some guy called Max Tech on the YouTubes. As soon as the Max came out, he bought like 11 of them. That is crazy, crazy amount of money just for testing and for content creation. I think that is what we are aspiring to do here at TechSpace Africa. We might be a long way from there, but we believe we can get there. So this is what I'm planning to do. I'm going to debate na mimi mwenyewe na nicheki where my money will get me. And I'll either buy the M1 Pro, MacBook Pro, or the M2 Air, the controversial M2 Air. I know it's very controversial, that device, but I think it's suitable for a starting up person kama mimi. So I'm really, really heavily debating on getting the M2 Air, and then I get a camera for this space, and then I can, the build kutoka hapo. So those are my few goals. But buying the MacBook means gaming kaput. I have to only game on my console, because as you can see, even I cannot even game on my Apple iPhone. So I don't think I'll be gaming anything on the MacBook. So that is my dilemma. Anyways, what would you buy? Would you rather the MacBook or the XPS? Leave your comments down below. So today I didn't have any real tech things to talk about. I just wanted to sit down, have a little chat, talk about some of the things I'm doing out of the tech, space, out of the news, and just have a chat, me and you. So guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for the support, the amazing support on our last two episodes. It's been overwhelmingly greater than I expected. It's not like humongous numbers, but it is still more than I expected, because I expected like one or two people are going to come hear me and they would hear my voice crack and they would hear how nervous I was and they would log off. But the amount of people who are watching and listening to the end is astonishingly good. So thank you very much for watching, for subscribing, for listening on all your podcast platforms. It means a lot. And yeah.